The Right Guide can help you discover a New York City that no longer exists. Creative Time has asked some of its longtime friends to offer a glimpse into some of their favorite parts of New York City's vanished culture.
Hi, I'm John Waters, and on this tour, I'd like to take you to one special, evil, wonderful place that I remember from a long time ago in the late 70s and early 80s. It was called the Hellfire Club, and its actual address was 28 9th Avenue. Nearby was the Mine Shaft at 835 Washington Street and the Anvil at 11th Avenue and 14th Street. All of these were public sex bars. The Hellfire Club was a totally mixed club, which I liked. It was straight and gay together. You walk down the steps, and I believe it cost $10 to get in, which was a lot at the time. And about a 300-pound woman dressed as a nurse took your money with an enema kit sitting there. There would be 65-year-old men in slings, naked. Or you'd be sitting there talking, and you'd look down, and somebody would be crawling on the floor, licking your shoe. You could be standing there having a conversation about a literary new bestseller, and an erection would poke through a glory hole and hit you in the back. You say, oh, excuse me, and you just move on to another area.
John assures us that it was a very safe environment. Leaving the club was a different story.
The neighborhood was scary. They would mug people. I got mugged once walking home, and it happened a lot, but it wasn't because they were anti-gay or anything. It was such an abandoned neighborhood at the time. It was before the meatpacking district was ever thought of. Even the hookers weren't there yet, I don't think.
The Hellfire Club grew popular during a deep economic recession and at the tail end of the sexual revolution, before AIDS changed the city's social scene forever. The neighborhood where you stand now bears little trace of what was once here.
There's one restaurant called Ara at 24 9th Avenue, and then there was Hellfire, and then there's Vento. Those are the two restaurants that are there today. I always chuckle when I walk by there and think of these people having these elegant little dinners, and I thought, if you only knew what went on in this place. So, unfortunately, there'll never be another club like Hellfire, but it's nice to remember, and if you weren't there during those times, it's kind of hard to imagine, but once there was a club here that even shocked John Waters.